the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
I will say this, so next time you hear Johnny Depp in an interview, you're going to think of that rabbit.
Oh, so true.
I'm going to think about his dog and his pants.
It was not a completely unpleasant sensation, Violetta.
All right. I have a $50 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet in Broadview right now. Trailer prices every day. Home of the Edge, Kitchen and Bath Showroom. That is state of the art. Also now open in Orland Park. Caller number 19, 312-981-7200. Caller number 19, 312-981-7200. Checking in at
number 5.
National Economic Director Gary Cohn and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin unveiling details of the president's proposed tax plan today at the White House. And now there were some questions, like a lot of them in the room, about whether the proposed changes would actually benefit the president or his family, and whether he plans to maybe tell us what's in the taxes so we would know.
The president released his tax returns so that
the president has no intention. The president has released plenty of information and I think has given more financial disclosure than anybody else. I think the American population has plenty of information.
Right there.
Excuse me. Other people have the right to ask questions.
More than anybody else? Not sure that's
no,
quite
none
true.
Of that's true. Just because they say it does not make it true. And the other thing is, why? I mean, these are both Gary Cohn and Steve Mnuchin are respected guys.
Mm-hmm.
Don't fall into this play that they have at the White House or just make stuff up and then hope it floats, because they have things on the other side of this that they want to be remembered for. You know, they've made all the money they can make, especially Steve Mnuchin. They made all the money they can possibly make. All they have left are their reputations. And this is important. The reality is the president has released a financial disclosure form. That financial disclosure form is not, first of all, is not enforceable, and is not, it is only the word of the president himself and is not reviewable by any other authority.
Kind of like his health report from his doctor.
Right.
Very virile.
Now, that does not count. Now, other financial disclosure reports can be used against lower ranking officials, but not the president. So this doesn't tell us anything.
Right. The latest rub, the way they've been positioning it, is that if he does release it, everyone will spend years and forever, you know, he'll have to explain and explain, and everyone will pick apart absolutely everything. But I think transparency, you know, there is something to that. There are reasons why we would want to know what he's heavily invested in, other than the obvious.
The only thing, first of all, he's going to benefit from this. It's very obvious. Anybody who's rich is going to benefit from this tax proposal. I mean, that's on its own face. But this is a peg, to use the news term. This is a moment to pause and ask the question again. It's not going to get answered. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have a ton of bearing on it. But the president can't have a conflict of interest anyway, legally. So it's not technically a conflict of interest. Who can have a conflict of interest are his kids. That's the issue.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have to, you know, however this goes, the question really here is this tax proposal that is being fronted now, is it even workable? Right? I mean,
it's one page, and so there's very little known, and it's a starting point for months and months likely of discussions.
Right. And then, listen, it helps the very wealthiest people in the country. It helps almost the very wealthiest people, and then the wealthier people right behind them, and they're influential people, and they pay for political campaigns, and this is all good. For that. However, and Republicans, it's going to be very, very good, because Republicans generally tend to be the Republican establishment certainly tends to be wealthier than the Democrat establishment.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it's, you know, that's always it's going to be framed like that. Honestly, if you want to know the truth, question is, how do you run the government on less money and not increase the deficit? You have to cut programs.
Sure.
And then when they start cutting programs, they start cutting things that have been political tropes for years, whether it's for conservatives or whatever it happens to be, including the EPA. We got to get rid of the EPA. And then when you dig down, you find out that they gutted, as we learned earlier today, 97% of the $300 million budget, only $300 million, to keep the Great Lakes clean.
It would go down to $10 million under the proposal that they have on the table.
You go, they're going to save money there. And then you say, well, why don't you save money here? And this is where the debate always begins, is the point. And I think it's a debate that's going to be well joined by both sides. And we'll never see the president's tax returns. The only thing I'm interested in those tax returns is whether or not he's got business interests in foreign nations that it would benefit from using the United States military to either protect or to destroy.
Sure. Be interesting to know.
And, of course, then there's the Russians. And whether or not he owes money to them, to a Russian bank. That's a question. Because I had a friend of mine who's like, I don't give a crap. What do I give a crap what's in his taxes? You do, actually, about that. If he is being influenced. Because he's the one who tipped his head that he was. Not his hand, his head. When he was like, go ahead, Russia, look up her emails. Right? And then was, so nice with Putin, nicey-nice with Putin. And next thing you know, we're fighting with him and not fighting with him. It's just that's something he could easily clear up and chooses not to. What's he hiding is a good question.
It is a question.
All right. I know. I'm a communist. I know.
Just a Trump hater.
I'm not a Trump hater. Best thing ever happened to my business. And it could be maybe for my income.
Number four.
Yeah, it's fun.
Pardon me. Bill O'Reilly, protege Jesse Waters, denied having told a lurid joke on last night's The Five after resounding backlash to his inappropriate remark about Ivanka Trump. Waters made the joke, such as it was, during a segment of The Five concerning first daughter Ivanka's appearance earlier that day in Berlin, where she spoke about female empowerment, Wait, hold on.
Where are you going with this, Ro?
I don't know. Where she spoke about female empowerment. Female empowerment, though, wasn't what Waters had in mind as the clip played on a split screen.
Yeah, it's funny. The left says they really respect women, and then when given an opportunity to respect a woman like that, they boo and hiss. And I always thought the Europeans were supposed to be so sophisticated and well-mannered. And now they're treating this like it's a soccer match. I don't understand what's going on. I think Ivanka is supposed to be the moderating voice for her father. So I think people in Europe should support that. I don't know why also saying that, my father respects families is controversial. I mean, he's probably hired a ton of fathers and mothers and children. So I don't really get what's going on here. But I really liked how she was speaking into that microphone.
Uh-oh. That was not
all going well.
Not well received.
It was all going well until it wasn't.
I think they need more sensitivity training over there at the news channel.
That guy.
United's crisis management team circling back over there. Very busy these days.
Once I'm done with Pepsi and United, I'll head over to Fox, see what I can do.
Jesse Sins has tweeted, though, on air I was referring to her voice and how it resonates like a smooth jazz radio DJ.
Okay. No, he wasn't.
No joke about anything else.
Okay.
I think that's what he's going with.
I think we all got it.
Not the way I read it.
Mm-hmm. Not the way anybody read it. Not the way he intended it either. He would have said sounded in that microphone. Right?
Sure.
Not use that microphone.
Yeah.
There would be the big difference.
There is a big difference. And given the issues over there, I think, probably should be.
Quite honestly, I got that joke.
Thank you, Johnny Depp.
It's tough for Johnny, too. Tough week for Johnny.
Sorry about your rabbit.
Feeling for him.
It was not my rabbit. It was the fallen Iowa's rabbit who was sending it to me.
That's what I'm going with, by the way, Judy. Just so you know, when you do that story later, there was an Iowa farmer, and it was going to the Iowa State Farm. It was going right to Johnny Depp's house right after that.
I will revise the story.
Yes, thank you. I will not rest until it is trending on Twitter that Johnny Depp was getting that rabbit.
I think Johnny Depp sees giant rabbits anyway, so He's good.
That's absolutely right. Even when I'm awake, I see them. Like I see Villa Pudzinsegek.
What was that?
I hope he doesn't see me often.
I don't know. I think in his own thoughts, perhaps. Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. Top 5 at 5 continues. We're all the way up to
number 3.
Scott Baio thinks much of the backlash that he's received for his commentary about Erin Moran's death, because he blamed it on drugs, even though she had throat cancer.
Yeah, that was tough to hear at the time.
Well, he says that the only reason that people are mad at him about that, other than the fact that he was wrong and it was
cancer,
ill-timed and aggressive, is because he backs Donald Trump.
And all these goofballs on Twitter started attacking me. I'm sure they're attacking me because I'm a conservative.
No, that's interesting. So you think there was a Trump factor in all of this?
Well, when somebody tweets to me, maybe you should have voted for affordable health care and she'd still be alive, that's political. And every other liberal, these people never attack the press for getting the story wrong about heroin. They attack me.
But he came out before the cause of death was announced to speculate that it was her lifestyle that caused this. And it just, boy, it was tough to hear. I mean, gosh, I don't know if there's ever a time to sort of blame somebody after they're dead. But that certainly wasn't the right time for it. You know, her brother has gone out to say, if I ever get in the room with Scott Baio and questions his manhood and goes pretty much crazy on him.
Yeah.
As you can imagine, it's an emotional time for that family.
Yeah. That was an interview we did with TMZ. Checking in at
number 2.
Jonathan Demme, who won an Oscar for directing Silence of the Lambs.
In this courtroom, Mr. Miller, justice is blind to matters of race, creed, color, religion, and sexual orientation.
With all due respect, Your Honor, we don't live in this courtroom, no, do we?
That was Philadelphia, actually. Because I don't remember that scene from Silence of the Lambs.
No. I was like, huh, I've seen that movie five or six times.
There was that scene about the fava beans, but not that.
No.
No.
But some amazing films on his resume.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Yeah, that's
not Philadelphia. Oh, I can't even hear it.
Oh, I love that scene.
Sure you did. And remember, he had he'd done a bunch of different stuff. That was, he was very, very famous for, including Stop Making Sense. The concert film with the Talking Heads. Very famous for that. He has died. And he was 73 years old. Checking in at
the top 5 at 5.
Number 1.
Thanks, Orion.
Oh, my God. Johnny, you've got to stop touching the button.
Is Johnny in charge now?
I'm very sorry. Just anything that's red or green, I just love it.
The LA Clippers dropped Game 5 of their first-round playoff series at home to the Utah Jazz last night. Now they're down 3-2. Now, why do I tell you this? Well, Chris Paul knew that better than anyone and had already intimated that his team's back was against the wall. So when a reporter asked the 9-time All-Star this question, well,
Chris, will the Clippers be back here Sunday playing a Game 7?
What?
Your feeling about, you know, your level of confidence that you'll be back here again.
What you think? I'm on the team. What you want me to say? Nah, it's over. I mean, that's what you want to hear? Yes. Come on, man. You've been doing this long enough. Seriously, right?
Can you expand upon that?
No, I don't know. Everybody in here laughing for a reason.
That's tough, though. They're emotional after the game.
That's tough. It is a question, though.
They always ask.
That you don't have to. I mean, it's like, are you going to lose? Basically, that's Chris Paul saw right through it. Are you going to lose next week?
I mean, it's kind of like a fan running up to a player before a game. You guys going to win tonight?
Yeah.
You guys going to get a W?
It's a pretty.
I read it a different way. I read it like they weren't getting enough emotion out of him, and so they tried to bring him there as a reporter.
I think the second way he phrased it was fine, but the first way was.
I mean, also, you just need the audio sometimes of him talking about coming back and winning. So you're going to ask a ridiculous question that you already know the answer to.
No, you should really never ask a ridiculous question, ever.
You could.
I'm a Judy. Finally, Judy, the truth comes out.
Yeah, I mean, seen this, though. That's not what you do.
You could have just said, what do you have to do to get back here for Game 7? Right? Like, then you would elaborate on what they have to do better, or change up for the game set.
And it's not like an old guy asking the question, too. He was like from Action News, that guy.
I loved when he's like, can you elaborate? He's like, no.
Right. Hell no.
That was the kicker.
Get out of my face.
Can you elaborate, sir?
And basically he was like, everyone here is laughing at you. Just so you know.
Yeah. You don't have to. Yeah. Then I'm Team Chris Paul here.
Yeah. CP3?
I'm CP3. Yep. All right. Shall we? I think we
shall. Let's do it.
The top five at five.